Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Praise my soul the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to our fathers in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, alleluia, glorious in his faithfulness. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. Our God is the God of salvation. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. God is a God of salvation. The Father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Our God is our salvation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's turn back the clock for a moment to the Mass yesterday, the Sunday Mass, for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, when we met the character Bartimaeus, the blind man, who was outside of Jericho, who was begging, and as Jesus passed by, was calling out all the more, "Lord, have mercy, sir, Son of David, have pity on me." And he made himself known to Jesus. Jesus, of course, notices. They try to tell him to be quiet, but he just kept calling out. Jesus encounters him. He encounters Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you? I want to see." He manifests his desire, asks the Lord boldly. And of course, the Lord grants it because of his faith that he is able to see. He follows Jesus as a disciple. And that's why we know his name today. Now contrast all of that with today's character, the woman, unnamed, never said a word, didn't ask for anything, and yet Jesus chooses her out of nowhere for what we could call, if you want, a random miracle. Just today was her lucky day. More than lucky, blessed, of course. So it's both. It's the work we put in, the desire we manifest, the number of times we cry out to Jesus, the way that we try to ask for what we want. And some people just get miracles like that. Some people are just blessed. We always are trying to figure out how it works, though, aren't we? We're always trying to figure out, what do I have to do to get God's attention? How much more should I do? What kinds of prayers should I say? And yet we meet the lady today who did nothing, but the two had one thing in common. They were both in the presence of Jesus. They were both with him when this happened. He saw them. That's our goal as Catholics, is to get people into the presence of Jesus. Then it's up to God what happens. It's up to God whether it's a quick healing or a slow healing, whether there is a healing or if it's God's will that someone continues to carry their cross. That in all things God may be glorified, healings and unhealings, whatever it is, the fact is we have to get people into the presence of Jesus. We talk about this in the Catholic Church very clearly with the practice of Eucharistic adoration. Where else can you go to know that you're being looked at by Jesus and that you can look upon him? And maybe you'll receive one of those unexpected miracles, or perhaps you've been begging and begging for years. The fact is that we can't just walk around the world and look in the sky and say, "I'm in the presence of Jesus." God, yes, God is everywhere. God is always with us. But there is a special presence, like there was that day for Bartimaeus and for that woman. because they were in front of each other. They were with each other. In the real presence, the Most Holy Eucharist, we can have confidence that I am literally there the same way Bartimaeus, the same way that this woman was there. So how do we invite others into that presence? And how often do we stop for a short visit with the Eucharist? Many of our churches are open and available around the country. There are many places, chapels, whether the Eucharist is exposed on the altar in adoration or whether it's a visit with the tabernacle, or perhaps even without the tabernacle, but to stare upon the crucifix if that's the only image available to us. The more that we're in the presence of Jesus, the more he will do. And the less we'll try to figure it out. We can just take confidence and say, I'm here, Lord. What would you like to do? And then there will be more rejoicing. The whole crowd rejoices at the splendid deeds done by him. Their joy flows from the very presence of God. Hopefully this little piece of good news about Bartimaeus and the woman gives us hope that God will do something in our lives. Let us offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he may remain strong in spirit and health under the protection of God, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they may be blessed with wisdom and courage to govern according to God's will and to protect the most vulnerable, especially the unborn, we pray to the Lord. For the success of the 40 Days for Life movement, and that the culture of life will reign in our society, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are suffering from illness or injury, that they receive God's comfort and healing, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the souls of Stephen Mike Warsonic, Christine Warsonic, Baca, and Brian Moody, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Receive our prayers, loving Father, and continue to fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we may remain close to you through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. Those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today, watching and listening with us now, you would make a spiritual communion, uniting your desire to be with the Lord with his desire to be with you. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering to God. Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs we may one day possess in truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness. May God rebuke, and we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been listening to you and to Relevant Radio for almost a year every day, and I just want to tell you that, you know, it's changed my life. You know, one of the things that I'll just say real quick, you know, because sure. I know we're pressed for time, is, you know, it's one thing to hear your mom say, go to church and don't do this and don't do that. And it's another thing to hear you say it and backed up by biblical scripture. So it's not like, oh, Patrick is telling me not to do this or not to do that. But it's Jesus telling me, don't do this, and this is why you shouldn't do it. And one of the things that struck me when I first started hearing you is that me and my civil wife have been together for 15 years, and it's like, oh, my God, we've lived in sin for 15 years. Patrick, we got our sacrament of marriage June 22nd of this year.
Awesome. Oh, that is fantastic.
After 15 years and 3 kids later.
Wow. What a relief that must be for you, like you're walking on air.
You know what? I'll say this. I'm not perfect, but it's nice to know that when you don't say grace at the dinner table or when you don't pray the rosary that one night, it's in your conscience. And you're like, you know what? You got to do better tomorrow. I feel so much weight that has been lifted off my shoulders. There's a lot of work to do because obviously we haven't done our best as parents because now I know what it means to be a good father. Yes. And so now you're trying to pick up the pieces. But, you know, the past is the past. And as long as you're moving forward in the right direction, I do feel a ton better.
That is so good to hear.
Thank you. God bless to you and everyone at Relevant Radio.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. It's fast, easy, tax deductible, and you can give in any amount. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Relevant Radio can always be heard loud and clear
on your smart speaker.
Listen live, listen to your favorite show whenever it fits your schedule, access our exclusive In Conversation with God podcast, the Glenn Story Corner podcast, and more.